What does it mean to be a man? This question haunts modern society, with endless debates about toxic versus positive masculinity. Jack Donovan's controversial work cuts through these debates with a startling clarity by examining what men have always been across cultures and throughout history. Rather than prescribing what men should be, he reveals the primal nature of masculinity that continues to shape our world, whether we acknowledge it or not. His anthropological approach has made this book an underground classic, influencing discussions about masculinity across political lines. The book's core insight? Masculinity isn't an individual trait, but a social dynamic between men in groups, specifically in gangs formed for survival and competition. Masculinity isn't merely a social construct or biological destiny. It's a path men walk together. When someone tells a man to be a man, they're really saying, be more like the men we respect. But who defines what men respect? To cut through this confusion, we must reduce male social organization to its most basic form, the small survival band competing with other bands. This primal scenario reveals the fundamental nature of masculinity. Think about how boys naturally organize their play. They form teams, establish rules, compete vigorously, but maintain group cohesion against outsiders. This isn't socialized behavior. It emerges spontaneously across cultures. Men naturally organize like chimpanzees on a party gang basis, forming larger alliances when necessary, but maintaining tighter, stable, smaller groups of 2 to 15 men. Military organization demonstrates this pattern perfectly, from massive armies down to fire teams. Our brains can only maintain meaningful relationships with about 150 people, roughly a primitive tribe size, but the strongest bonds form in much smaller groups. Imagine your small band fighting for survival in a hostile world. Your first priority is establishing a perimeter, creating a boundary between safety and danger, between us and them. This boundary must be defended against threats from predators or rival groups. Human reproductive biology naturally pushed men toward this defensive role. The male world begins at this boundary between safety and danger. As perimeter guardians, men's value is determined by how well they fulfill their protective function. Those who excel earn respect, while those who prove undependable face dishonor. In modern societies, most live deep within the perimeter, valuing qualities unrelated to survival. Yet when men evaluate each other, they still instinctively look for virtues needed to guard the boundary between safety and threat. This explains why military service, police work, and contact sports hold such powerful appeal. They simulate the perimeter guarding role men evolve to perform. The Latin word vir means man, and virtus originally meant manliness expressed through martial valor. This etymology reveals how intertwined masculinity and combat capability were in ancient societies. From this context emerge four tactical virtues forming the foundation of masculine value. Strength, physical and mental power to protect the group. In primitive times, this meant wielding spears. Today, it might mean working long hours or maintaining emotional resilience under pressure. Courage. The ability to face danger despite fear. Groups need men who won't flee when they must stand firm, whether facing physical threats or moral challenges. Mastery, technical competence and skill development. Groups need men who've mastered essential skills, from fighting to strategic thinking and leadership. Honor, the social glue holding warrior bands together. Maintaining credibility within the group and caring about your reputation among men who matter to you, these practical virtues are amoral but not immoral. Their morality exists within a closed circle where winning means survival and losing means death. They belong to no particular god or creed but are universal requirements for men protecting their interests in challenging environments. Men want to see themselves as heroes, yet their cultural preferences reveal a fascination with morally ambiguous characters who embody raw masculinity. Despite rhetoric about what real men do, men are drawn to gangsters, outlaws, and warriors precisely because these characters excel at traditionally masculine virtues. They may not be good men, but they're good at being men. Consider fictional characters like James Bond, Tony Soprano, or Walter White. They embody masculine virtues while acting immorally. Their appeal lies in this contradiction, excelling at being men while failing at being good men. Throughout history, cultures have struggled to define virtuous manhood. The tactical virtues that make men valuable in survival situations don't necessarily align with moral virtues. A man can be strong, courageous, masterful, and honor-bound among peers while behaving immorally by broader standards. The healthiest societies align tactical masculine virtues with moral goods, channeling strength toward protection rather than domination, courage toward justice rather than recklessness, and mastery toward creation rather than destruction. What happens when men have no land to settle and no enemies to fight? Our bodies evolved for a harsher world, yet we now live in an environment our psychology isn't adapted for. Men's primal role has always been to guard the perimeter, face danger, and hunt or fight in tight-knit groups. Not every generation of young men will experience a war or crisis to give their lives meaning. Instead, men seek substitutes, hunting, sports, and other ritualized competitions. For civilization to flourish, men's gang tendencies must be channeled through meaningful alternatives that keep them invested in society rather than undermining it. The author draws parallels between modern society and bonobo primates, suggesting our peace of plenty is emasculating men. Today's men rarely experience genuine hardship. Physical labor has been replaced by gym workouts that merely simulate the work we evolved to do. Despite civilization's aim to eliminate work and risk, our bodies still crave physical challenge, and our minds need meaningful conflict. The solution? Start a gang. Form an honor group with shared values where dishonor matters among peers whose respect you value. A gang is a bonded, hierarchical coalition of males allied to assert their interests against external forces, creating an us against them. Live near like-minded men. Choose your us based on shared values. Build fraternity through FaceTime and shared activities like shooting, hunting, martial arts, and building things together. Designate time specifically for male bonding without women present, as men interact differently when alone. This isn't about rejecting women or family, but recognizing that men need meaningful bonds with other men to feel complete. Throughout history, men balanced domestic life with male fellowship, creating spaces to express and develop masculine virtues together. Modern society has severed these connections, leaving men isolated. The path forward isn't denying our nature, but channeling it. We need meaningful challenges, genuine brotherhood, and ways to express our primal virtues in a world that increasingly has no place for them. At our core, we remain the same creatures who once guarded against the darkness, and that ancient programming still drives us, whether acknowledged or not.